The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
November 14th.
Warning! A huge battleship escape pod is approaching fast. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for the logbook.com's escape pod, covering all things great and geeky. I'll be your pilot as we revisit what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1922, BBC Radio signed on for the first time.
This is 2LO, the London station of the British Broadcasting Company calling. 2LO calling.
In 1969, NASA launched the second manned mission to the moon, Apollo 12. But P. Conrad and his crew had a major scare seconds after liftoff, thanks to a lightning strike.
10, 9, 8, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engines running, commit.
Pitch and a roll program, and this baby is really going.
Man, there's the 20 seconds.
That's a lovely liftoff. That's not bad at all.
Everything's looking great. Sky's getting lighter.
Okay.
30 seconds.
Looks good.
Roll start.
Move.
Pleasure, babe.
The hell was that?
I lost a whole bunch of stuff.
We lost some buses.
Mark 1 Bravo.
Roger, we had a whole bunch of buses drop off.
That's nothing.
It's nothing.
I think it's...
What we got?
I can't see. There's nothing wrong.
AC bus, one light, all the fuel cells.
I just lost the platform.
All I got is EDC.
Yeah.
Okay, we just lost the platform, gang. I don't know what happened here. We had everything in the world drop out.
I can't, there's nothing I can tell is wrong, Pete.
I got three fuel cell lights, an AC bus light, a fuel cell disconnect, AC bus overload, one and two, main bus A and B out.
I got AC.
You got AC?
Yeah.
Maybe just the indicator. What do you got in the main bus?
Main bus is your both indicators, 24 volts.
Huh?
24 volts, which is low.
We got a short on it at some time. So I can't lose the phone.
Call 12 Houston, try FCE to auxiliary, over.
Try FCE to auxiliary. What the hell is that?
Fuel cell station.
FCE to auxiliary.
Try the buses. Get the buses back in the line.
They look, everything looks good.
FCE to aux. The GDC is good.
Stand by for the, I've lost the event timer.
I'm one Charlie.
One Charlie.
2 minutes, EDS Auto is off.
Yeah. EDS Auto.
Well, Houston, go for staging.
Roger, go for staging. We had some really big blitz, gang.
One of the buses for you, though.
Stand by.
Center engine.
Okay.
Well, Houston, try to reset your fuel cells now.
So reset fuel cells.
Wait for staging.
Wait for staging. Yeah.
Hang on.
Hang on. 25. 27. 32.
Got a clock running over there?
Yep.
Hang
there's
on.
41. Hang on, there it is.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Staging?
Hang on.
It's okay.
GDC's good. Got a good attitude, gang.
Here we copy, Pete. You're looking good.
Chem pressure's okay.
We're okay. Now we're figuring out our problems here. I don't know what happened. I'm not sure we can get hit by lightning.
In 1971, Mariner 9 became the first spacecraft from Earth to go into orbit around Mars, mapping and photographing the red planet from orbit.
Three Mariner spacecraft have flown by Mars in recent years. They were fleeting glimpses, and the craft did not fly close to the mysterious red planet. 2,000 miles was the closest. Mariner 9 changed all that. As its braking rocket fired, the picture-taking Mariner swung into orbit around Mars, an orbit allowing the spacecraft to come within 850 miles of the surface. As it circles the planet twice a day, it will photograph and gather data for at least 3 months, mapping 70% of the planet's surface.
Mariner 9 transmitted images of the Martian surface back to Earth for nearly a full year. In 2003, astronomers announced the discovery of an object beyond the orbit of Neptune. Named Sedna, this was yet another candidate for the title of the 10th planet, though it was later demoted to a minor planet along with Pluto by the International Astronomical Union. In 2008, Space Shuttle Endeavour lifted off to visit the International Space Station for a couple of weeks, and in its cargo bay were more supplies and equipment than had ever been taken to the station before.
Go for main engine start.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, booster ignition, and liftoff of Space Shuttle Endeavour, preparing our home in space for a larger international family.
Houston now controlling.
Houston Endeavour, roll program.
Roger, roll Endeavour.
Commander Chris Ferguson confirming Endeavour is rolling on course for a rendezvous with the International Space Station.
Apollo 13 astronaut Fred Hayes was born on this day in 1933. He also flew early glide and landing tests in the Space Shuttle Enterprise. Composer Wendy Carlos was born in 1939. She created the music for A Clockwork Orange, The Shining, and Tron. Born today in 1959, the 8th Doctor Who, Paul McGann.
I'm the Doctor, by the way. And this is my home. You're trespassing in my home.
That's one way of looking at it, yeah?
So now you know who I am. I think the most pressing question is, who are you?
And in 2014, one of Hollywood's most prolific creative powerhouses died. Glenn A. Larson created or produced a huge string of hits in the 1970s and 80s, including Battlestar Galactica, Buck Rogers in the 25th Century, Knight Rider, The Fall Guy, Auto Man, and Magnum P.I., among many others. One of the stars of the original UK version of Being Human, Russell Tovey, was born today in 1981. In 1989, the third season of Red Dwarf began, and Holly looks slightly different.
Is it possible? Can this be Earth?
Certainly seems that way. Constellations match, gravity exactly 1G.
What's the time period?
Well, it's difficult to pin it down exactly, but according to all the available data, I would estimate it's round about lunchtime, maybe half one.
What period in history, Dingleberry Breath? I mean, can we expect to see Genghis Khan and his barbarian buddies sweeping across the hill? Or a herd of flesh-eating dinosaurs feeding off the bones of Doug McClure? What is the year?
Well, I'd need some more data before I could give you a precise answer.
Like?
Well, this year's calendar would be handy.
A dispute over pay led the show's producers to replace Norman Lovett with comedian Hattie Heyridge as Red Dwarf's slightly scatterbrained ship's computer. And in 1991, a sinister plot involving free computers for every student at a school marked the debut of a major writing career.
An act of remarkable generosity, our benefactor, Mr. Eldridge, founder of Abbess Modan, has offered to install the first of his new range, the Abbess Mark I, in every classroom, free of charge. And he has offered to give the Abbess home computer to every child in the school. The computers will arrive at lunchtime, and you will be free to take one home at the end of the day.
Yowza! Wunderbar!
Not wunderbar. And so it begins.
Starring Kate Winslet in one of her earliest professional acting roles, the British children's sci-fi series Dark Season was the first drama project from the pen of a young writer named Russell T. Davies, who would go on to revive Doctor Who in the 21st century. In 2013, it was one last short new adventure for the Eighth Doctor, as Paul McGann returned to Doctor Who in a mini-episode released to the internet by the BBC ahead of the show's 50th anniversary special.
Hang on. Is it you? Am I back on Khan? You're the Sisterhood of Khan. Keepers of the Flame, of utter boredom.
Eternal life.
That's the one.
Mockers, if you will. But our elixir can trigger your regeneration, bring you back. Time Lord science is elevated here on Khan. The change doesn't have to be random. Fat or thin, young or old, man or woman.
Why would you do this for me?
You have helped us in the past.
You will never be on gratitude.
The war between the Daleks and the Time Lords threatens all reality. You are the only hope left.
It's not my war. I will have no part of it.
You can't ignore it forever.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who. Thwarp 2 is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures in K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing procedure. The logbook of your Escape Pod was written and produced by our team.